This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Yesterday, all the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it, tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 13th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Maggie. How you doing, Maggie?
Hey, Taryn. I'm good. Sad. I have on my little bucket hat. If you're watching the video in honor of what I believe to be Tiffany's swan song here. Yeah, I guess we're just going to have to break down what I don't want to talk about, but that's what I'm here for. So let's get into all of it.
Yes, it is what we're all here for, as we are here to talk about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 68 in the house, and it was a pretty slow day overall. Not much is changing. Really at all. Bear with us here, but we'll update you on what did happen as we run through the day. Now, Kyland is the HOH. He nominated Hannah and Tiffany for eviction. He then went on to win the veto. Now, he did discuss with Xavier a possible plan to use the veto on Hannah to try to get her to not come after the two of them next week. Maybe put Big D up on the block. It would be a great test of Oz's loyalty. This is a plan that they had come up with, but they also said, like, it's a bit of a risk if Oz doesn't vote the way that they want her to. And so, if they can get a deal out of Hannah without having to use the veto on her, that would probably be ideal. Xavier also wanted to get in on this and sort of be the one to encourage Hannah to make the deal. So that's where we start the day today. Xavier checking in with Hannah and just kind of like being like, hey, I'm on your side. I want Tiffany out over you. And hey, maybe you should offer Kylan some kind of deal. Maybe you can get the veto used on you, or maybe at the very least, you know, we can make sure that you're safe this week.
Yeah. Well, first off, just to go over that plan, if you're Kylan, what are you thinking? Like, I mean, Kylan shouldn't have made this move this week anyways. I really stand by this. I don't think that he should have done this, which we can get into. But in what world are you offering Azza, who has hated you all game, the chance to test her loyalty? The only time you should ever give anyone a test of your loyalty is if you're forced to and they are HOH and you are like secretly being like, well, I guess I'm going to test their loyalty now to make sure they don't nominate me. Like, this is the definition of sticking your neck out and wanting the person who hates you to slash it. Like, I don't know in what world he thought this was a good idea. I think this is a great idea because I'm rooting for Hannah and Tiffany and Azza. But I just think that, like, why would anybody be on board with this? Why would Xavier be on board with this? Why would Big D be on board with this? Xavier, if he can get either Hannah or Tiffany out this week, he's guaranteed final three because he won't have the votes. Like, they won't have the votes to get him out in any scenario. So I don't even understand why this was like a thought.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, it's the kind of thought that only the gentleman could come up with. Only in the gentleman club would they come up with this kind of idea.
Please never say that again. I mean, I understand that's what they named themselves, but like, oh Lord, it's really, you know, I was thinking about this before we started. The only time we've ever had a woman beat a man in the final two in Big Brother US, it's been twice, Casey beat Tyler and Nicole beat Paul. And both times the narrative around it is, how did the man lose? Like, how could he have lost versus what did she do to win? And it feels like the vote, the narrative afterwards feels like, oh, like they took the person who was most hated to the end. And it was like a F you vote to both Paul and Tyler. And it just is really sad to be a woman who enjoys watching the show and watching Hannah and Tiffany play circles around these men all season, only for Kylan to decide that he thinks the best player is Xavier, so he's going to take him to the end. Like, I mean, there was more that they could have done to set themselves up better if the cookout didn't exist, obviously. But in this structure, they had it, you know, if they had been able to get Kylan to stick with them, they would have been smooth sailing. So it's this narrative that the other strong guy is the best and most willing person in the house is so upsetting and insulting. And I know we've been over why Tiffany has been the strongest player in the cookout over and over and over again, so we don't need to reiterate it. It just is really disheartening. And I hope when Tiffany comes out, somebody can clip this and send it to her, because she is one of the best female players that we've had on the show in a decade. And she's been so amazing and fun to watch. And Tiffany, we all know that you are the most deserving player to be at the end. We know, okay? just putting that out there.
Well, I mean, yeah. And again, I mean, this is, you know, we say it all the time, but like, this is the path that she has chosen,
yes.
That she wanted to get to the end with these six. Again, we've said it, but, I think the frustrating part of this is that, you know, she's not being targeted because of her, you know,
yes.
Because people respect her game because they don't respect her game enough.
Yes.
To think that she's the best player.
I could not hate on Kylan if he was like, she's clearly the best player. She's clearly going to beat me. I got to get her out. Like, that is absolutely the right move. Kylan is good at Big Brother. Like, Kylan has moments where he's playing amazing Big Brother. But this decision from him, I mean, you know, maybe it's like, oh, he's drawing dead either way. If he sits in the end with X or if he sits in the end with Tiff. But I do think that if he used this week as the opportunity to take out X, the jury would really, really respect him for that. And might, like, some of these people might be more willing to vote for him. So I don't know.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm sure we can talk more about this, on the round table or whatever.
Absolutely.
But I see, in response to Tiffany is the most responsible for getting the cookout to the end, Tiffany is the best player in the house, I see in response to that a lot of like, but it's her fault. She played so messy. She should have done better. She should have set herself up better in the cookout. And that's not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing to do with what we just said. It's a lot of like, if she's the best player of all time, then she would have been able to do this. Who said she was the best player of all time? Certainly not me, at least. You can be the best player in the game and still make mistakes and still mm-hmm. lose the game. We've seen that time and time again, especially if you have other motivations beyond your own selfish interests. Mm-hmm. And that is what we've seen.
And so. I also just want to say that I think that there's a lot, like this season specifically for me has like really helped, like made me see that there is like this really important part of a Big Brother game that involves like socio-emotional management within others and within yourself specifically. And I think that what we've watched is Tiffany realize that she's giving up a possible win for the cookout to get to the final six. So then instead of working to make that scenario work for her, she became resentful. And she, you know, yesterday she was going around apologizing to a lot of people, I think partially for strategy, partially because she's very serious about it. But I think that she really let her emotional life get the better of her. And she didn't work enough to make this final six scenario really work for her. And I think that like, I would love to have a more in-depth conversation with you about, you know, my theory on all of this. Maybe we could do a different podcast. That's not the morning update about this. But I just think that there's so much to mine there, and I can't wait for the round table tomorrow to hear what everybody has to say about it.
We get to Big D and Azza. They're going to talk more about next week. Azza has told Big D she is down to come in third place if he wants to bring Xavier to the final. He made a prior commitment. He even lets her know. I mean, worst case, you go out in fourth place. That could happen. She's like, that would be fine too. They talk about next week. Azza says she hopes that Hannah doesn't win HOH, because if Hannah wins HOH and she puts up Kai and X, that she promised Kai she wouldn't vote him out. So she'd have to vote X out. And that would be unfortunate. It would be great if Xavier won or anybody else won, because then if Hannah was on the block, she could vote Hannah out. Because she did not make a deal with Hannah. That would be a lot easier.
Yeah. She did say that.
She did.
I don't know, you know, I just wish Azza was playing more self-interested right now. The best thing that Azza could do is convince Kyland to use that veto and then vote out whoever the replacement is, because then you have two duos going at it. And nobody would have the ability to even look at her, because it's like you blindside these guys. Like if you were to put up Big D and take down Hannah, you vote out Big D. These guys have no choice, but they have to go after Hannah and Tiff. Hannah and Tiff are obviously going after the guys, and then you can write it out and you will for sure be in the final three versus the final four. That's fine. But you know, that's Azza. She's going to be honest about what she's doing and go with her prior commitments.
And again, why I wish Hannah had been more assertive in forming alliances and deals and stuff, especially with Azza, who, you know, Kyland got to Azza, and now Kyland is the person she's protecting the most in the game. Like, that means that literally anybody could have.
Yes,
because she hated
yes.
his guts and still kind of does.
Yes.
So that's really just a dropped ball right there. Big D says he expects that Tiffany will be campaigning against him. She's probably going to start, you know, she's going to say I'm a manipulator and that people need to stop falling for my tricks. You know, she's probably going to be saying all kinds of stuff, but you know, I've been honest all game. Obviously she's going to come for the king. Essentially.
All right. Sure. Yeah. Let's moving on.
She tells him that Tiffany, she's like, oh, did I mention Tiffany actually came to me the other day and apologized, you know, for her behavior toward me during the season. And he says, oh, well, I hope I don't get an apology. I don't want one.
Yeah, sure. I mean, like, again, all of this stuff that you're saying is like, I actually don't have a ton to respond to with it, because it's just, this is how they play. This is how these individuals play. This is how they've been playing all season. And it stinks that we're in this end game and people are just still there. Like, people are not self-interested enough. Azza, I don't think is self-interested enough. And I think she has a shot if she were to like really go for it and not care about deals she's made and not care like, and just go for it. I do think she has a really clear path to the end, and she would have a fighting chance in a final two chair. But if she's just going to let the game happen to her, the way that I've heard her, you know, confirm with Big D she's all right with, I think that she might go out fourth, you know? And Big D is just being Big D. We've said it all season.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The NBA playoffs are back. And on FanDuel, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Back in the day, news like this, your crew would have been writing each other letters.
Dearest Benjamin, wonderful news from the East. The spread has been covered.
Or maybe you'd use your phone to actually call someone.
Man, you see that dunk? Man, I saw that dunk.
But these days, it's all about the group chat.
I love that high-fiving kitten emoji.
No matter how you tell them, let your crew know that all new FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Ooh, Morse code. Classic. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Well, Hannah's going to talk with Kylan, they first go through, how she sees the house. They go through different scenarios if the veto was used. Kylan essentially says that he doesn't really believe that there's any combination of nominees, given who's already on the block, her and Tiffany, that even if one of them changes, there's nothing that will stop either Hannah or Tiffany from going home this week. And so there's really no moving forward with the three of them. He's going to reiterate that a few times. Hannah says, despite that, I want to propose a deal with you. I want to work with you moving forward. I will not target you next week. I will not vote against you if you're on the block. I'm willing to use the veto on you if you're on the block. Even at the final four, I will be bringing you to the end. She goes on to explain that, she believes that the winner should be somebody who has actively worked to get the cookout to where they are. She believes that Azza and Big D have not contributed as much. She knows that he wants to work with the strong competitors who have been consistent in the game. And she believes that him, Xavier, and herself are the strongest left after Tiffany leaves. And she does not want Azza or Big D to get further. And this deal with him holds true, even if he doesn't use the veto on her. But if he does use the veto on her, she would vote however he wants her to. And so that's what she wants to propose to him, that she's not motivated to help further Big D and Azza's games from this point forward. And it is pretty much everything that Kylan wants to hear.
Yeah, she has the right read on him. She knows what to say. Like the idea of, well, I know that we want to take the strongest people to the end. Like in what game of Big Brother have you watched where like that's the right strategy? But she knows what she's saying to him. And she said to the cameras, I think yesterday or the day before, like, I'm putting up Kylander next, like no matter what,
she's
that's
lying.
What I'm doing.
She's lying.
Yeah, she's fully lying. And I'm so here for it. Obviously, it's no surprise. I love Tiffany. If Tiffany goes this week, which it's looking like she is, all aboard the Hannah train. Let's do it. Let's win. Like, let's take out these guys. Let's go.
There you go. Tiffany does talk to Big D and does offer him an apology. She goes on to explain a few different points of where she was coming from. He explains that he has felt like she was disrespectful to him, uses him as a punching bag. She says that, you know, when she talked to him during her HOH and asked him what he was planning to do at the final six, and he said that he had no plans. She thought that was pretty telling. He's like, oh, no, I genuinely told everybody that. Afterwards he talks to Xavier about it. He says he does appreciate that she apologized and that she came from a place of vulnerability. But genuinely, he didn't have any plans for the six. And Xavier's like, yeah.
It was,
what?
Whatever. Big deal, yeah. Whatever. I'm glad he's like accepting her apology. Mm-hmm. You know, that's nice. Nobody wants animosity, but whatever.
Yeah, he goes on to say like, but I mean, I'm still going to vote her out. It's not like, I mean, this was never a personal thing. Yeah, like, this is all about her game.
Okay. Sure, Big D. Yeah, just like everything else you've said.
I don't know if he remembers that he's wanted Tiffany gone first in the six, and those were his plans for, what, 2 months now?
Since like week two. Two or three, he's been like, you know, whatever. He's gonna Big D. Big D's gonna Big D. And what do we got? We have nothing to say about it, right? It's just, It's just him. Like, I feel like it's just like, you know, over and over and over again, because this is just what he does. And I know that it's felt like when I've come on the past few weeks, it's just been a lot of like, these guys and, you know, whatever, but it's just what's happening right now. And Kirsten brought this up yesterday with you, and I thought that she had a really good point. It's like with all of the parachute alliances, the six was, you know, they felt bad when they had to send people home. They were all super respectful of the people that they sent home. And it was just really, it was much easier to watch because it didn't feel personal, you know, like it was all game. And now, in order to, you know, this is sort of like the socio-emotional life that I was talking about, like in order to justify, you know, getting themselves further, they are starting to make it a bit personal, and it's hard to listen to at times.
Yeah. So Kylan's going to start doing some one-on-ones. He's going to talk with Azza. He's like, hey, so do you want to go up? No. He says, well, I've been considering some things. I've been considering different options. You know, I'm just trying to figure out how I can stay safe next week. I'm going to be very vulnerable.
Taryn, can I pause you for a second and just bring up a Twitter thread that I saw yesterday that gave me so much hope that I think is not going to pan out here.
No.
On this update. But there was a theory going around that Kylan was trying to backdoor Big D and get Big D out. Mm-hmm. And in this conversation with Azza, it like is gray enough that you're like, maybe that is what he's trying to do. And then obviously it doesn't really happen. But I did live in like the delusional Big D backdoor land for about 2 hours yesterday. And that was a fun place to be. But the idea would be that if he were to backdoor Big D, it's to cut off Xavier's, you know, wanted final two. So he has no choice but to take Kylan. And I do think that that would be an interesting play. But now that he's put up Tiffany and Hannah, there's just no way to go back on it. And that obviously it's not going to happen anyways. But I just wanted to pause so that you have the full context of a lot of the fandom listening to this conversation being like, oh, what's he getting at when it's nothing? He's not getting at anything.
Yeah, it was never going to happen. This was never. Yeah. Anyway, he says, well, look, and he talks a lot more, but, at the end of it, he says, look, I do want to say to you, welcome to the final.
Thank you. Oh, grand one. Thank you. All right. I just, this guy, you know, this guy. He just loves playing Big Brother and he loves what he's doing.
There you go. He's going to talk with Xavier as well. And they talk about Hannah and her deals. Xavier says he feels good about it, actually. He thinks that Hannah really won't go after them next week. Kylan agrees. Kylan says, I think even at Final Four, I think she might, she would probably cut Big D over one of us because she doesn't want Big D to get to the Final Three. She knows everyone would take Big D to the Final Two. They're like, well, okay. So they've been fooled by Hannah. Though it doesn't particularly matter, because Xavier says he would still have to take the shot at her if he wins. It's, mm-hmm. unfortunately for Hannah, yet again, it's too late at this point. The plans have been made. Man, we've played such a good game. Nobody wants to come after us. We're so good at this. Xavier, goes on to say he thinks, when he does go after Hannah, she'll understand. He thinks Tiffany's probably going to be the most upset, but even she has to understand after what she did, she's going to understand why she's leaving.
What did she do? Win that HOH?
Won that HOH? Didn't trust Kylan that one time?
Yeah. All right.
Kylan's going to talk to Hannah. And it's mostly a follow up from their previous conversation. He says that he can't like fully say it, but welcome to the Final Five. Like, don't say that. I'm 7 months on the block. What do you mean? You're probably going to be safe.
You don't even get a vote. Like, even if there's no tie, you will never vote. So you can't say that. Like, all right, Kylan. Oh, these guys drive me crazy. There's like, ugh, it's so frustrating. It's just so, so frustrating. And, it's like we skipped over the convo at the table where Xavier was like talking sort of like bad about Derek X and was like, he was always talking to me in like percentages and was, doing whatever. And Hannah was sticking up for him. And it's like, well, that's just like the way that he was throwing it around. Xavier was like, we all know that you love Derek X and that you never want to say anything bad about Derek X. So like, that's fine. And it gets silent. And Oz is like, well, I'm not going to say anything else. And it's just like, I don't understand. Like, you're winning. You're in the Final Three. Like, this move clenches you to be in the Final Three. Like, I don't understand the irritation at this point. I don't know.
Yeah. Xavier's never been the biggest, DX fan.
Sure, but you beat him. He's gone. Mm. You beat him. Like, what's the, maybe that's what I'm not like fully grasping.
Well, so it's Tiffany and Big D did a draft of the non cookout players. DX is like the de facto number one pick on the board. I don't think that was super pleasing for Xavier either.
Yeah, but you beat him. Like he's not here. I don't understand. Like, and I think that's why like the fan base can get frustrated with any player. This is not now specific to X. Now I'm like psychoanalyzing the fan base. It's that when you're winning, when you were in the dominant position and like you still are complaining about whatever, this is like the Franzel of it all, right? When you're in the dominant position and you're still whining, people are like, what do you have to whine about? You're not going home. You're in fact like really in a position to win the whole thing and you probably will. So what's the big deal? Darren, what's the big deal?
Don't ask me. Ask Xavier. Look, Xavier was not the biggest Derek X fan even before he took out Christian, to be quite frank. I don't think they meshed very well.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I'm saying that so much this update. Sure. Why not? Sure. I guess that's true. Whatever.
Well, Tiffany's going to talk to Kylan. This is,
weird.
It's a cuddle talk.
Yeah. It's weird.
It is weird.
Yeah. I didn't love it. I mean, I was pumped up after Tiffany's camera talk 2 days ago that was like, don't worry, America. I got something up my sleeve. And then she was just like lying in bed with Kylan, like stroking his chest. And I was like, is this what you have up your sleeve, Tiff? Come on, please. Something else, please. Please say psych.
Well, they go over a bunch of stuff. In particular, you know, Tiffany is talking about, you know, all of the wrongs she has done Kylan, how sorry she is for them. And Kylan is, you know, gonna be like, oh man, that's just, you know, that Christian situation, now that you're talking about it, like, I didn't even realize how bad it was that you didn't trust me even then. Like, oh man, it's just, you know, it's hurtful. It's just hurtful that you would have, you know, not trusted me. And she apologizes. He's, I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm just trying to process all of this. You know, it's just a lot for me to process all of this with you on the block and me sending you. I'm just trying to find my own accountability in this whole situation as well. I mean, I'm conveniently going to leave out all of the times that I didn't trust you and I talked bad about you and I wanted to put you on the block. We can ignore those, but I'm just trying to find my own accountability in this conversation as well. So, you know, I just, you know, I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm just like, it is upsetting that you would ever do that to me. But you know, it's, you know, it's
really,
you know,
really living up to that gentleman title. If you know what I mean, everybody. Also, I want to make it very clear. Like, I do not think that it's bad that Tiffany was trying to cuddle with him in campaign. Absolutely not. I just like wish the campaign would have been stronger. Like that's all I was trying to get at when I was like, please give us more. Like if you want to lay down and cuddle with him and you think that that's going to be the best thing, absolutely do it. But like, give us also game and campaign within that so that he's really changing his mind. Cause it didn't look like it was working at all.
Yeah. She says, Kylan, just please don't hate me. And never. I hope you don't hate me. Why would I hate you? I don't know. Oh, well, I mean, I did just put you up, so.
Okay, note to self, if I ever play Big Brother and I say to someone, like, please don't hate me, and they say back, well, I hope you don't hate me, and I think there's no reason for me to hate them, they have something that I should hate them for. Like, you don't just, like, say that out of the blue. Like, there's something going on that you have to figure out. Okay, wait, why would they even say that to me? There's a reason for me to hate them.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, but again, like, this is just, this is not the way, Tiffany. This is not going to work on Kylan. And this is pretty much the night. I mean, the plan remains unchanged. The veto is not going to be used. And Tiffany will be voted out on Thursday, before the double eviction. Now, one thing that happened is that the backyard was closed off, which, is pretty early, since they have already competed in the veto. And, you know, theoretically the next eviction isn't until Thursday. So to close it off, on Sunday, is very early. Why is it being closed so early? They're thinking, what if there is a surprise eviction, an early eviction, has also led to some speculation. Okay, from our end, what if this is what makes sense for the 2-hour double eviction on Thursday? What if they film it early? What if it's what if they film the double eviction early? They air it edited on Thursday night. And then that gives them time to film the Friday episode, which is after, obviously after the Thursday episode. But normally there is no Friday episode, but we were like, how are they going to do a double eviction in 2 hours and then have another entire episode the following night? It could be, people have said that, and I cannot confirm this, but people have said that they don't think Julie has said it will be a live double eviction, at any point. So it is possible that this is going to be pre-taped, which could mean that the feeds go out for a while. That's sometimes what they will do if they film something early like this. You know, this is all just speculation at this point.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see. And if feeds go out, you get to go for a hike, Taryn. How exciting.
I actually went on a hike on Saturday. It was great.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Tiffany's fighting for her life and you're going on a hike. How dare you? I'm just kidding.
Look, you gotta take what you get. I did not go on this season. So that's pretty much what we've got for the day. As I said, pretty slow day. Not a lot is going to change or is likely to change for the future at this point. So we are looking at this point, we're really just looking at like, when is this double eviction going to be? And who wins the double eviction? Because if Hannah does win, assuming she does stay true to what she said to the cameras the day before, then we likely would see Kylan and Xavier nominations. And then it would be a matter of, you know, which of them gets targeted, Xavier or Kylan, by Hannah. And then would Azza follow through with her deal with Kylan, or would she vote to evict Kylan? You know, either one of them could go in that spot. If one of them wins the veto, somebody else could go up.
I feel like it's going to be like a veto win by one of them. You know, if you have, I mean, this is the whole reason that you really want Azza and Big D to be in your end game, right? They haven't won a competition yet. So it's the idea that, especially in these double evictions, when the competitions usually are races or like something quick, like Xavier has, like when he did that puzzle in like 20 seconds on the last double eviction, like these guys are quick. So I just feel like the double aspect of it makes me think that one of these guys is going to win at least one of these comps.
Right. And at that point, if she is smart enough to realize she needs to put Big D up on the block as the replacement, I do believe that the other one would go home. So if Kylan wins, Big D goes up. Azza votes X out over Big D. There are only two votes. You only need one vote plus your tiebreaker to send Xavier out. Same is true if Xavier wins the veto, Big D goes up next to Kylan. At that point, you know what? I'm not entirely sure what would happen there. I think that Azza would vote Kylan out over Big D and she would break her word. What does Xavier do? And if Xavier is going to, if Xavier is like, you know what, now I want to get rid of, Kylan over Big D, I want to get rid of, and then maybe he tries to talk Azza into, no, you have to stick to your word. How could you go against your word? I don't know. It could be a little bit more interesting, but, if anybody other than Hannah wins, we are definitely looking at, a Hannah eviction.
Yeah. Which is sad. but, you know, this endgame obviously hasn't been what me as a personal fan was hoping for. But once Xavier turned Kylan, like he really had it locked up. And you do have to give it to him that he was able to really set himself up in this way. Like this is the perfect endgame scenario for Xavier right now. So, yeah.
All right. Well, that's what we have for you guys. Thank you so much for joining us here today. I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. Later today in the patron group, Rob will be live with the slop, talking about all the sloppiness of the week. And then tomorrow night, we will have our next roundtable podcast. We'll rate the players. I'm sure there's going to be a lot to talk about in terms of, you know, how we view these final six moving forward to the end game. So make sure you tune in for that. You can, of course, also find me on Twitch at twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong or on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Maggie, where can people find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at @MLMorgan_. And actually, I have something really exciting to say and announce. I'm going to be covering and co-hosting the new season of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I'm recording my first episode tonight with my amazing co-host, who is going to be Jacob Jones. So we're going to be talking about, I know, one of your favorites. So we're going to be talking about... we're going to be talking about the Real Housewives. If you don't watch Salt Lake City, this is only season two, and we're going to be recapping the first season in our first podcast episode. But it's very exciting because on this season of Housewives, one of the women is arrested by the feds on camera for frauding people. I know. So like, get ready for the drama. Me and Jacob are going to bring it to you. So yeah, check that out. It should be, we're recording tonight, so it should be in your feed tomorrow.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us here today. And we'll see all of you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.